Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But last night, having that cop car almost rear-end me, and it wasn't enough for him. See, he gets to have road rage, gets to act like an idiot, and I guess that's the type of people that want that job more and more. And then that's not enough. Not only does the cop car fly up behind me, and I'm not sure it's a cop car at first, then he comes around and brings his car right up, almost running into me. Again, he has no regard even for his own safety. I mean, forget me, a slave. I'm just here to pay paychecks. What about him? I mean, he really wants to slam into an SUV. He pulls in, almost hits me, right up beside me, shining a light in my face to let me know, hey, Iraqi, I rule you. You want to go to Abu Ghraib? And he probably flashed back. He's back in Austin. I mean, you want to go to, you know, the jail downtown? And I kind of got angry. I almost followed him, and I just said, no, they'll kill you. They'll kill you and set you up 9 times out of 10. Because I was going to go and say, officer, what's your problem? You almost rear-ended me, and then you pulled up beside me. That's reckless driving. But I didn't want to race up. This guy was going 80, and I was going like 55. I didn't want to race up and get the car number. You know, I missed that. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, if I ran up on a cop like that, 80 miles an hour, right up on their hind end, that cop would flip out, slam on the brakes, pull you over, taser you. Because you're running around with a deadly weapon, menacing people with it. But no. I, as a slave, scum citizen that's only here to have the banks steal everything from me, the offshore banks, I not only get to have him almost rear-end me, you know, right up on my hind end. I mean, this went on for like, you know, 15 seconds with him right up, just going in and out, right up behind me. Then I get to have the cop pull around and shine a light in my face and then act like he's going to hit my car. A cop going crazy. You got a cop with a gun going crazy on the highway with you for no reason. When there were lanes he could have gone around you on. And the issue is, I guarantee you, it's a gang member psychology. I guarantee if other cops saw that, they'd probably laugh about it. Did you see that guy? You know, it's like the videos of them rubber bulleting a city, you know, person in a red dress in the face in Miami. The woman's done nothing wrong. She's standing there with a sign protesting, so they rubber bullet her in the face. She's bleeding. And then it cuts back to the cops in front of the news cameras going, did you see how funny it was when we shot her in the face? No, it's not funny, all the people you've killed with rubber bullets. And you'll never take responsibility for what you've done. Every day I see an article where somebody's tasered and dies, and then the police say, oh, it's a new syndrome where people just happen to die at the same time that we taser them. It has nothing to do with a taser. And again, I have no desire to get up here and bash police. Hey, let me tell you, your whole future's being ruined too, bud. And you know what? I guess with wisdom, not that I'm wise, but I'm a little more wisdom than I used to, comes understanding. So I was mad for about 15 minutes about it driving home, 10 minutes driving home. And then I just realized, I just said, you know what? We've all done things that are wrong. I just hope that guy, whoever he is, matures before he kills himself or kills somebody else. But then I thought of something else. They don't give us the benefit of the doubt. That's what zero tolerance is all about. You know, a 10-year-old girl has Hall's over-the-counter, sold in the candy section. Cough drops, doesn't matter. They go ahead and, you know, send her to the principal's office, kick her out of school. Zero tolerance. See, it's zero tolerance for us, but not for them. And that's the classical mark of tyranny. But I want to ask the cops something. Do you want your kids growing up in a society where there are people out on the streets like you?
Hello. How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, but I'll tell you what happened last night driving home. That was probably some young former military person, brain completely fried from PTSD. He's going to have a ruined life, going to have a horrible marriage, horrible children, not going to have any financial future. And I didn't even take pleasure in that. You know, sickos that work for the government and do bad things in the past, I've kind of chortled and said, oh, yeah, you think you're the pet puppy. You think you're going to be protected. You think evil's cute. You'll get yours. You know, now it's not even that. I just feel sorry for the person. And it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing to flaunt authority and flaunt power and abuse it. I mean, I would be embarrassed as a citizen to aggressively run up on somebody's tail just to mess with them. And we know there's idiots out there that do that. You can even be in the slow lane, go on the speed limit, and they do it. They got attitude problems. They feel cocooned psychologically in their cars. And there's been a lot of studies done on this, so they do these wild things they wouldn't do in person. They've also found out with email, people will send really aggressive things in email, and then when confronted in person about it, they apologize and can't believe they did it because they're disconnected from reality. So this guy, you know, menaces me with a deadly weapon, a 3,000-pound car, flies around, almost hits me, shines a light in my eyes, and I know I pulled out with blinkers on, you know, way ahead. He just like it was the Indy 500 and I wasn't supposed to be going down the highway. And it was about his little personal exercise of power. I mean, I would be embarrassed to run up on somebody and then fly around them and shine a light in their face to just let them know I'm the boss. It was blinding, too. I'm like, it's nighttime and there's this light shining in my face. And I see that kind. I see cops driving like maniacs through neighborhoods, like maniacs down the road. They're not going anywhere. They don't have their lights on. Then you'll see other cops that drive the exact speed limit. One time I was on I-35, and the guy was driving exactly 60 in some city. And I had my cruise control set about at 61. I started driving past him, and he pulled up and said, "Slow down. You will go 60. So you've got the other, the opposite of that. The point is that I don't enjoy being menaced by a car. I want to get home to my family. And maybe that cop hadn't been in a bad car wreck yet, but I would imagine he's seen a few bad ones. I mean, I respect cars. I know how deadly dangerous they are. I've almost been killed in a few car wrecks, and But I guarantee you, if you walked up to that guy in a restaurant and confronted him about it, he would apologize or make a joke about it probably. But see, it's that unconsciousness in the uniform, on the power trip. And as Americans, we kind of put on this New World Order uniform ourselves. You know, we feel like, hey, I got pride. We're bombing them Arabs over there. America's hitting the terrorist. I mean, I remember in 1991... I hadn't read None Dare Call a Conspiracy yet. I was just about to read it. I was 16. And I remember being over at friends' houses, eating pizza in front of the TV, going, "Wow, look at those missiles shoot to that window. Yeah, USA. And I remember a few days later driving with all the American flags on cars. I remember going, you know, it's kind of sick. You know, something in my psyche told me, you know, this big, powerful nation attacking this other country, and I just didn't feel right. And then later I learned that Saddam was set up and told to invade Kuwait and the rest of it. But I guess it's just that the American people don't grow up. And then I was thinking about things I've done bad in my life, you know, when I was younger, and I was realizing that all of us flux back and forth between good and evil. Unless you're totally turned over to evil, and then you just revel in it and get deeper and deeper into it. The psychopath, the sociopath, the psychopathic sadist, the worst type out there. And I was thinking about, mistakes in life that I've made. And then I just thought about, okay, in my name, 3 million Iraqis are dead, 1.5 million the last 5 years. In my name, I live in the country with all of the worldliness and the corruption and all of it that has killed more than 50 million babies. And so I just always now kind of think to myself, what do you expect? Of course you're going to have cops tasering people to death all over the place. Of course you're going to have cops driving like psychopaths and coming right up on your hind end. Of course you're going to have a corrupt government. Of course you're going to have a government that stages terror attacks. Of course you're going to have all this evil go on, because we had an evil New World Order 100 years ago and trying to take over the United States at the time. But we didn't have a people who could be twisted by the media to believe that killing babies is some wonderful, fun little right that we have, and that it's some feminist empowerment. I mean, really, what do we expect? And just like the police now say, well, it's a syndrome in England and Germany and Canada, the U.S., where people are tasered, you know, these young people, 10, 12, 15, 20 years old, 25, they're not on drugs in many of the cases. The cops always say, well, he was on drugs, that's why he died. Then they test the blood, there's no cocaine, no heroin. They die, and they say, well, it's a new syndrome. They got so scared by the officers, they had a heart attack and died. With no medical evidence, it's just made up. But see, that's more mental sophistry, more excuses, more lying to ourselves. just like they say, oh, a baby's just a blob of tissue. It's not a person. And then see, once you accept abortion, especially partial birth abortion, then you accept euthanasia of the old. And they advertise like it's a right, but the state is killing people that don't want to be killed. And then, why not have part human, part cow, part human, part pig, so we can grow these babies inside the uteruses of animals and then harvest them and get larger, you know, usable organs. Yes, that's going on. It's been going on for a decade that I know of. I remember in 1997 seeing it in the BBC. 11 years. And see, people didn't want to face up to that then. They'd email me or call me and say, you're a liar, there's not human cow hybrids. Or you're a liar, there's not spider goats. Or you're a liar. Well, now that it's all admitted and been on the news enough, people just think, oh, big deal, so what? Well, if an Iraqi doesn't have value, and if a 7-month-old baby in a womb doesn't have value, you're not going to have value when you're old. They're going to get rid of your butt. You're not going to have value now. See, when you don't care about anybody but yourself, society falls apart around you. And the globalists knew that. They wanted us to only care about ourselves so we could be isolated and cornered, so that we could be controlled and dominated. And so when a police officer dominates a fellow citizen, abuses their power, they disgrace their uniform, they disgrace their family name, and they hurt their own country and the atmosphere that their children are going to grow up in. And no amount of making jokes or laughing or saying, ah, get over it. Ah, whatever. Make a big deal out of it. No amount of, ah, none of us are perfect, whatever. No amount of those making excuses is going to make it okay. And so we all curse each other. We all hurt each other. Go ahead and play that spider goat clip. You know, I got an email the other day saying, I'm a liar, there's no spider goats. And so I just Googled spider goats, and this is what came up. Mainstream TV program, here it is.
These are very special goats. Within their genetic makeup is one spider silk gene.
In a spider, the gene is responsible for the making of so-called dragline silk, the strongest natural fiber known to science. Dragline is the silk favored for the radii of the web and to suspend from. It's a spider's lifeline. How do you get the gene into the goat? You start with the embryo.
All right, let's stop there. That's enough. Yeah, so they go in and put this into the embryo. Now, they tell you they change one gene. Well, you know, we've had the head of the one company the U.S. Army's funding in upstate New York on a few years ago. When they randomly change that one gene, it then randomly, each successive generation, and by the way, they're breeding these goats, creates random genetic mutations from the original spider gene. Now, I've got another clip about superhumans, and believe me, this is already going on. We're going to play that when we come back, and then I'm going to go to more of your calls. But, I mean, why do people think I'm lying that there's hundreds of government documents that they're setting up a world government? Why do people think I'm lying about spider goats? Why do they think I'm lying? I'm not lying about any of this. But see, it's the denial. It's, oh, there's no spider goats. Oh, those aren't babies in the womb. It's just a blob. Oh, they're not dying from tasers. They just dropped dead, part of a new syndrome. Oh, so what if 1 in 25,000 did have autism and now it's 1 in 86? That's just over-reporting. Oh, really? When I was a kid, there were no autistic children in the school. Now you go to take your kid to Ratatouille and the front two rows are autistic. They have whole wings, very major public school full of the kids. And if you think drooling in the corner, you know, they're faking it, you got nothing coming. No, their brains are being attacked. If you think 1 in 33 dying of cancer in the 50s was bad, now it's 1 in 3. You got all these juvenile onset of diabetes and cancer. I mean, the statistics don't lie here. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. And come back. Take more of your calls. Got a lot of news coming up. Stay with me. It's Open Phones.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Jason Scott, Andrew, Jeremy, Pat, we're going to you here momentarily. Here's another mainstream media clip.
Your own.
Dealing with
personal Jesus.
The elites wanting to create, quote, superhumans.
Someone
more than that, they want to breed the general public to not be aggressive, to not be independent. And that's what Brave New World talks about, which was based on the plan of the British eugenicist. And Huxley's on record saying that. His brother ran the United Nations eugenics operation. He was the head of UNESCO. So this is the plan they are carrying out against us. All right, let me go ahead and play that clip dealing with the superhumans.
With the recent sequencing of the human genome, the genetic blueprint for human beings, it is now possible to isolate genes responsible for various human characteristics. The temptation is to begin the process of engineering our own future evolution.
All genes in every single living organism on the earth are made with DNA. If you can give a mouse a jellyfish gene which makes the mouse glow in the dark, you can do the same thing with a human baby, although I'm not saying this should ever be done. It's mind-boggling to say that any biological property that exists anywhere in the living world, in any organism, could be brought into human beings. This is really quite amazing. Scientists are partly to blame for the lack of knowledge, because scientists always want to keep things quiet. They're afraid that if people understood where this technology could go, they would completely freak out. No rational academic scientist will admit to wanting to find genes that are going to be useful for enhancement. However, it's going to happen as a byproduct of the Human Genome Project. And then the question becomes, we'll have the knowledge, will people use it?
There are so many potential benefits, such as protecting people from genetically inherited illnesses. But it doesn't stop there.
If you go step by step through this process, you're basically replicating evolution, but you're doing it a million times faster. We know so much more about genes, for example, that determine physical attributes. The other kinds of things that are coming forth more quickly than we thought are mental characteristics. We already know of some genes that give somebody a predisposition to think in a certain way.
Think in a certain way? Get ready for a brave new world, coming your way soon. Though scientists claim to have moral concerns about genetically enhancing humans, it is surely inevitable that someone, somewhere, will use the technology for this purpose.
The problem is that there is no clear line between overcoming disease and providing enhancement.
Okay, let's stop right there. Yeah, it goes on to talk about how the highly evolved will dominate us, the suboid slaves. Now the elite plan to split us into two species. In fact, finish up that end part. Play that for folks. Here it is.
Such highly evolved superhumans will be far superior to their humble ancestors. Stronger, healthier, more intelligent. They will be as different to us as we are to earthworms. And if that's so, what's to stop them stepping on us?
Scientists don't want to believe this, but anybody who studies genetics, you realize that...
All right, let's stop. That's enough. Now, look, now, here's the deal. The geneticists, the head of the UN, they're all on record. It's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They're on record saying that's what they are doing with this, that it is diabolical. It is for control. Because they say, well, we're cold-blooded scientists, and it's survival of the fittest, so anything we do to dominate you, anybody we kill, anybody we destroy, that was a manifestation of our fitness, and that we were more fit than you, and that you didn't have the will to dominate and to kill and to mutate and to dumb down, and so you don't have a right to inherit the future. So see, this is introducing it to the public of, oh, it could be used for bad, oh, it may be, oh, a byproduct of the Human Genome Project. You know where the Human Genome Project is based? Cold Springs Harbor. The United States Eugenics Records Office and Testing Facility. And then I put him in my film, Mr. Watson, the discoverer of the DNA double helix, saying he's a eugenicist, and you know, he wrote books about it and saying all this. He's the head of the human genome. He was there in the 40s when it was still officially the eugenics organization. Now, he headed up the Genome Project till last year. 6 months after Endgame came out, he came out and said blacks weren't human, remember? Well, see, he was already a star in Endgame, because we knew what he was. We didn't need the media to come around and tell us. Now, some of you are racist and say, well, I don't like blacks, go ahead and kill them. Well, let me give you a little newsflash. The real target of the eugenicist is what they call their competition, and they believe their competition is Northern Europeans. So that's who they're really targeting. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A few years ago, John, a 44-year-old man, came to me with fibromyalgia, allergies, arthritis, back pain, and headaches. He came to me because he'd heard an ad about other people benefiting from using a product I carried. My name is Stephen Huer. I'm a professional nutritionist. John was taking Ultram, a powerful painkiller, to alleviate some of his pain. However, this was not healing his damaged tissues, so his pain continued. He ordered the product Chrysalis. Chrysalis helps your body make the proteins necessary for healing. So instead of stopping his body's ability to feel the pain with a drug, he supported the healing of it. Within 2 weeks, he noticed his back didn't hurt as much. Then a week later, he didn't need the Ultram anymore. Then his headaches disappeared and his allergies were virtually gone. He felt better than he had in 15 years. So, for nutrition you can feel in 30 days or less, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
You see, everything is a weapons race. Genetic engineering is a weapon, a race. A race to dominate and control the food supplies. It's a race. Everything is a race. To get this new world order in place. And so that's why the globalists rationalize all the corrupt things they engage in, all the horribly abusive, dehumanizing operations they carry out. They go, oh, humans are a barbarous creature. If we don't guard the sacred destiny of man with a bodyguard of wickedness and destruction and deceit, then evil will prevail. But when you really study the elites, they are the inculcation the very personification of dehumanization. They have lost their humanity. They are aberrant. They are malfunctioning. They are engaged in a crime against their own species. All right, let's blitz through some of your phone calls. Is Tim up next, John? Jason in Missouri. Go ahead, Jason.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. It's an honor to speak with you. I've listened to you for last 3 years. You're a pretty amazing guy.
I'm just fighting the New World Order, man.
Yeah,
I'm just doing what any normal person would do, learn about this. But I appreciate you listening. What's on your mind?
Just that, trying to get people's eyes open to what's going on, I mean, it's amazing, what would they deploy? 20,000 more troops? They say you know, that's official news, 20,000, you know, that was what they put, you know, into Georgia. Am I right?
Well, let's be clear. For decades, they were secretly gearing up, preparing for it, saying it didn't exist while they were preparing to take over the country. Now they're claiming, oh, yes, 20,000 combat troops from the Army, thousands from the Marines, thousands from the Navy. We're federalizing the National Guard. The executive is a dictatorship. Congress has no authority under PD 51. I mean, just open dictatorship. Wall Street runs the executive. Wall Street can't be reviewed. Wall Street can have trillions a week of taxpayer money. I mean, it is corruption to the power of a billion. It is just the ultimate in-your-face obvious. And then everything we warned people about was true. It's all coming true now, and still the public just sucks their thumb that much harder.
And you're exactly right, and I'll tell you a little quick story about I angered my in-laws this, you know, over the holidays about, you know, bringing up these issues and you know, kind of, you know, I was using some of your, you know, I was kind of, you know, using, you know, some of your language and because, you know, I've researched what you talk
they
about.
They got angry because deep down, they know it's true. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't. You know, just take for what you hear and, you know, always just believe it. You know, I research it too, you know, just like anybody would, you know. I mean, just because I hear it, I don't necessarily believe everything.
Good.
So, I mean, you know, research and they, you know, what the response was to me, I'd just rather be blind to it. I was like, well, the poison's working then.
You know? Well, you're right. A lot of people say, I know it's true, but I just don't care. And they get this little selfish smile on their face that by denying it, it somehow, or saying they don't care, it somehow gives them power over it. And what those are people that have zero respect for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can be that close-minded, you know, I mean, open your eyes, people. I mean, you know, I heard earlier, you know, which I'm going back a little ways, you know, people were accusing you of being racist. I remember about 2 months ago, whenever, you know, McCain and Obama were battling it out, and, you know, people were calling you racist at that point, you know, criticizing you. And, you know, and I can't quote you word for word what your reply was, but it was something along the lines of, you know, if I was racist, well, I'd want Obama in there because he's going to be the fall guy anyway. I don't want to make him look bad.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to create incredible racial tension because that's what multiculturalism does. It makes people focus on their differences. It makes people obsess over it all day. And it's already started. Rush Limbaugh is playing, you know, these audio clips about these... What the name of the song is, Super Negro or Magical Negro. Yeah, Puff the Magic Negro. We're going to play it next hour. And again, that is meant to make this all racial, and that will actually galvanize people to support Obama, especially whites, because they don't want to be part of that racism. And, I mean, no one else but Limbaugh, who's the government psyop, could get. And again, Limbaugh says put everybody in jail for drugs, but then he can be a drug addict and he doesn't get in trouble. Because again, this thing is set up for the corrupt. Anything else?
Well, I mean, you know, I've got a lot, but I know you got limited time. You know, one thing, you know, you was talking about to a gentleman not about an hour. I've been on hold for about an hour and some minutes, but when I first got on there, you was talking about, you know, a guy mentioned to you what do you expect to go on through 2009. You know, and you talked about, you know, of course, inflation, which is you see now. I I'm still making the same hourly. Well, actually, I'm one of the ones that got laid off, but you know, hopefully, I get unemployment, but I still get that same amount of money. But yet, you know, green beans might end up costing me $3 a can. You know what I mean?
It's very serious, and I appreciate your call. We got to move on, or folks will still be on hold for an hour. Scott in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
When the operation of the machine becomes so odious, huh?
When you just can't go along with it anymore, you got to put yourself up against it.
You got to put your body up against the levers and let the people who operate the machine know that you won't let the machine operate unless you are free. Okay? I just was calling because of the kid you had call yesterday, the 14-year-old or 15-year-old from the high school up there in Minnesota or wherever it was.
Yeah, we had him on as a guest.
And that kid is amazing, and I commend him so much, and I would have done anything to have been woken up at that age. But unfortunately, I woke up about 2 or 3 years ago. I had a friend in the big city I live in, close to Mississippi and Iowa, and a friend in close to the Arsenal told me you got to watch this Loose Change video, so I watched it. And we came to the conclusion that, well, obviously the administration knew and let it happen, but, you know, they aren't behind it. They're obviously patsies. We didn't just get who was really behind us all. So 2 weeks later, my aunt hands me a video called Freedom to Fascism. And this is why the banking system is so the most important issue to me. And I've done my fair share of waking people up, and I live in a small town of about 6,000, and I've woken up quite a few people. I've actually woken up one of the local police officers, and he quit the force, which I tried to talk him out of. I wanted him to try to wake up other officers, but anyway, that's how I woke up once I understood the banking system. And I think that's the main issue. If people just understood just how the system works, you know, and people don't.
Exactly, but Scott.
You're great. You're amazing. You do a great job. You speak the truth. And that kid is great. I love him. I really like that kid.
He is fantastic. Scott, keep it up, man. Appreciate your call. Keep waking folks up in your area. Another way they control us is they tell you, oh, well, you're not an adult till you're 18, you know, 20 years old, whatever. And they tell you, go out, have fun, don't be an adult, don't have responsibility. And then by then, you're 25 years old. You're in deep debt, you know, to go to college. And, you know, your life's already partly over. And a big part of the best part of your life is over. You're meant to be getting, I mean, there were quite a few signers of the Declaration of Independence that were 25, 26, 27 years old. And many of them had been homeschooled. Back then, you would be homeschooled. Most people were. And then you would go take the bar exam, or you would go take the college exam, or you would go take the medical exam, and then you would apprentice. If you could pass the medical exam, you would then be an assistant for a few years to a surgeon or to a physician, or you would then go to one of the higher academies. It was the same for lawyers, blacksmiths, you know, whatever the profession was. I mean, people owned companies. They were out captaining ships when they were 20-something years old. And people are so amazed by somebody who gets involved when they're young now. I mean, I see this as I got started late. I woke up when I was about 16, started studying, and it still took me 4 years to figure out I want to go on the air and warn people. So people marvel that I was on the air when I was 20. I was an old man when I was 20. You know, in ancient cultures, people became men when they were about 12 or 13. And they would be given responsibility. And if you give a young person responsibility early on, instead of treating them like little children, they will become responsible, daring, intelligent people. But if you don't, that's why I love farming communities, you know, the areas that are still surviving. I mean, you'll see 11-year-olds driving the big hay truck with the big machines behind it with the adults, you know, putting the hay in, running the machines. Or you'll see 13-year-olds, you know, out there driving the tractors and shredding, or you'll see 12-year-olds in there sweeping out the big chicken coops in the morning and coming in and putting the fresh feed down. People are like, oh, that poor child, they have to work. That person's 100 times happier than the little sugar head who's on Prozac, you know, in there watching 14 hours of TV a day. And so we've been destroyed by the great plenty that we had, and we've turned into a bunch of decadent slobs. We have to turn that around. I would just tell young people, folks, stay out of the system. Don't let them institutionalize you. If your parents send you to a government training camp, keep your head down. Don't care about the cliques and the cool kids and the this group or the that group. And so, I mean, let me tell young people a secret. If you stop caring about people in high school, you'll basically turn into the most popular person in school overnight. And then you'll find out that that's a prison. It's not even fun. I mean, I know that by the time I was a junior and senior in high school, I was hanging out with the college kids, and I wanted to go camping and hiking and hunting. And, you know, I wanted to date the college girls when I was 16, 17. And I'm not saying I'm some advanced person. I'm not. The point is that you don't want to stay. It's not even stay a teenager. It's like some false mode they put people in. I see all these adults, 35, 40, 50 years old, still trying to act trendy. And who they are is, you know, what little trendy group they're in, whether it's a cowboy hat or dreadlocks or whatever. And I don't care if you got a cowboy hat or dreadlocks. That's fine as long as you're more than just your style. As long as it's your integrity. It's who you are. It's what you stand for. That's who you are, not how you dress or how you look. I mean, I got a short hair because I don't like messing with it in the morning. Comb it straight back and however it falls for the day, that's how it looks. And I don't like people seeing me as some preppy goody two shoes because I just dress moderately clean cut and I'm a white guy. You know, I'm tired of everything being boiled down to these stereotypes, and I try not to look at people through a stereotype. It's been a long time since I had a whole show, nothing but calls. This is kind of crazy today. Let's talk to Andrew in Colorado. Andrew, go ahead. Your phone sounds like an electric razor. I'm going to let you go in a second. Do you have anything to say? Okay, let Andrew go. Goodness gracious. Jeremy in Canada. You're on the air, Jeremy.
Oh, that was funny. Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to talk to you a little bit about... As I was waking up, going through history and learning all the stuff about how we moved into this continent and a lot of the wars that went on, and it kind of struck me that, man, is it really all over? Like, is current society not like that anymore? I mean, that was one of the things that really kind of got me going.
Yeah, there's always subterfuge, always secret societies, always corruption. And then they told us, oh, no, that doesn't exist anymore. The government's good. Everything's fine. They love you.
And they tell us about all the millions of Indians that got killed with the smallpox and all the genocide that's going on now. I mean, did it ever really stop?
No, it didn't ever really stop. And the textbooks now, they want you to feel guilty as if you committed those crimes so that you'll do whatever the new cultural priest tell you is how you find salvation, you know, how you like buy a modern indulgence. And so you do that by paying a carbon tax. It has nothing to do with the earth, nothing to do with helping indigenous peoples. In fact, the carbon tax is written to starve the third world and destroy Africa. But instead, they dress it all up as liberal, you know, religion when it's not even liberal. Again, they just scramble all the terms together. And
I like
so,
what you're
I mean,
saying about the high school stuff there, too, because even the language is built so that we have a paradigm of thought and a paradigm of or structure of communication that only fits with the current society. And the second you start using terms differently or start using concepts differently, it becomes difficult to communicate within that framework.
And that's what Orwell talked about. Everything is about destroying language where you can't even communicate with people.
Wow. And you see that in the science of the philosophy of science. Every paradigm shift, they have difficulty even communicating between the paradigms.
And this is the ultimate paradigm shift. I mean, for better or worse, for, you know, whether it's going to be good or bad, and it all looks like it's going to be bad, everything is in crisis. Everything is in upheaval. And the elite are trying to be omnipresent. They're trying to play God. But they aren't. They're able to steer things. They're able to exercise and wield great power, but they are not in control.
I got to tell you another thing, too, Alex. I was so proud of some of the messages you were sending that I actually named my son after you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's such an honor. And, well, you're just so nice. I really appreciate that.
I got a couple questions concerning some of the products you have, too, like Ecolo Blue and how effective it would be in Canada here with our dry climate. And would you happen to know if anyone has told you about that? Or
I didn't know Canada had a dry climate.
Well, it's just the cold weather and all.
Man, all I know is that it does 7.5 gallons in regular humidity. The lowest they say it does is about 3.5 gallons. Our problem is it produces so much water, we've got to remember to drink it and get it out of there. It's got a UV light over it, but I mean, we've got the smallest unit they've got. I've got one at my house and one at the office, and this thing produces, it's wonderful. I mean, it's like a water cooler without a water cooler top on it.
I got to say, some of your guests are just incredible, like this Dr. Lebo that you had on a few weeks ago, and her general husband there talking about the chemtrails. You know, I thought back to my past, and I remember all those chemtrails as a kid thinking that, you know, something's up, but never really tying the lines together. And just having.
Well, by the way, it has really upset the establishment, and so they've got a lot of operatives attacking General Stubblebine and Dr. Lebo right now. And you listen to the attacks, I've heard them a million times, you know, the same type of attacks is definitely COINTELPRO. So those guys are definitely doing a good job, and that's why they're under attack right now. It's really sad. You know, they're upset to have a major general, three-star general, speaking out. Anything else, sir?
Sure, I'll wait for the break here.
Okay, stay there, Jeremy. We'll come back to Pat, Joshua, David, and others.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 5 minutes. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I will continue with your phone calls in the next hour for Pat, Joshua, David, many others. I want to hear your predictions for 2009 and what you think the most overlooked stories of 2008 were. 1-800-259-9231. Also, don't forget, sponsors make this show possible. And since Jeremy, I'm going to go back to here briefly in a moment, brought it up, Acola Blue, acolablue.com, ladies and gentlemen. is the best atmospheric water filter we found out there. These are really hot right now. And because it's really neat, it grabs the water out of the air, the humidity, 7.5 gallons a day on average. It can do more, it can do less, but it's guaranteed to do like 3.5. You just go to their website and check it out, ecolablue.com, and this will get you water out of the air in the desert. ECOLOBlue.com or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, and then it puts it through five filters once it's inside there. And then another one of our sponsors is My Solar Backup. And the Solar Backup, folks, is another great system. We've got links to that, banners up on Infowars.com if you want to go check that out and find out more about that there on the site. MySolarBackup.com. It's one word, and a lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Well, our great sponsor, Solutions from Science, has found the best unit they think out there for the price, and it's MySolarBackup.com. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage, and it's the battery system, the power plant, the solar panel, all for one very competitive price. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. Or again, give them the number. Take the number. It's 877-327-0365. Give them a call. Okay, closing out this hour. Next hour is going to be a news blitz. I've just got so much here I haven't even gotten to yet today, but we've taken a lot of your calls and gone a lot of different directions. But fourth hour is going to be special today, so please stay with us for that. Finishing up, Jeremy in Canada real fast, you had a question?
Actually, Alex, I'll take as much time as you'll give me. Five other divergent things to discuss.
Well, just go ahead because we're about to start the next hour.
Excellent. You might have heard of Kevin Atwood in Canada concerning the ongoing genocide here with the Indians.
Yes, and have I had Kevin Atwood on? I need to have Kevin Atwood on, Genocide of the Indians, because that's even admitted in major papers that they just take the native children and kill them at these government foster care facilities, and it's just outrageous. Again, this is not loving liberal governments. That's only their front. These are eugenicists.
And that's ongoing now on our watch, and they're still going through litigation. They're stealing the land and lots of other resources, too, so...
Amazing. Thanks for reminding me of that big case up in Canada.
Also, with one of your guests there, you talked about with Dr. Lebo. I think she was with the Codex Alimentaria stuff. Was that Dr. Lebo?
Yes, they are successfully, along with many other groups, fighting and exposing the international takeover of vitamins and nutrients, the attempt to ban them and make them prescription. And then I've seen a simultaneous attack on them and others, because I know they're putting out accurate info, and the attacks are classic COINTELPRO. I've been seeing it everywhere, and it's a classic textbook they use to turn folks against effective activists. I appreciate your call. So, I mean, that's why you see myself under attack, people like them under attack, because they're really worried about articulate, effective people out there getting the word out. I appreciate your call. Pat, Joshua, David, many others. Your calls are straight ahead with a jam-packed fourth hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved